Hi, guys. It's Phil Hendry, and welcome to today's Encore, this May 16th of 2019. We go back 1 year. As I was telling the pre-show audience, it's kind of fun for me to go back a year and see what I look like. I mean, I'm watching the pre-show. If you have a subscription, you can see our video cast and all the things that concerned me a year ago and the things that, you know, what was my mood like as opposed to this year and how much fatter was I? Well, that's the one piece of good news. I was way bigger. I'm way skinnier now. I can tell by looking at my skinny, emaciated, starved face. Anyway, this is from May the 16th, 2018, and in it, we're going to hear Margaret Gray going on and on about liking salted-in-the-shell peanuts. Yeah, and Frank's going to weigh in on that. And then Gloria and Larry Grover will also have some views and news on some other jazz. It's all a part of the weirdness that is the Phil Hendry Show. Encore show for today, May 16th, 2019. And let me just remind you to be sure to hit the link. Either you can find it on our Facebook fan page. You can find it on our Twitter feed. There's different places where you can find the link to the UCB Sunset Theater for Phil Hendry and Friends, May 25th. There will be more to come on this very topic forthcoming. Just an additional note, if you're watching the video cast, it's very jumpy, I think, through the middle section, and that's because 1 year ago, our TriCaster was starting to crap out, and so you're sort of watching the early stages of that happening part of the way through the video cast.
All right, so I just want to be clear that
let's not make the big deal out of this. All right?
Yeah, we saw it.
I want to be clear. So your favorite thing?
Not my favorite thing. What are you doing, General?
Well, I'm gonna get Frank.
I'm getting Frank.
Look, everyone, calm down. Just stop for a moment.
Slop.
Stop for a moment. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the bag.
Get your hands off the bag. You monkeys want to know what?
Margaret, all we want to know: how long have you been a fan of salted-in-the-shell peanuts?
You know, I happen to like salted-in-the-shell peanuts, so effin' what? In a minute, I'm going to start using the vulgarity.
Margaret.
No, in a minute, I will start to use the vulgarity, if that's what you monkeys want, and it doesn't matter to me.
Well, all we're trying to find out...
No, all you're trying to do is to make me look like a monkey on the wing. God damn it.
Margaret, get him on the line.
We're going to get to it.
I'll do this. Ladies and gentlemen...
No, I'll tell you, I was going to...
No, ladies and gentlemen, I brought in a bag of salted-in-the-shell ballpark peanuts. Big fucking...
Big deal, right?
Yes.
Margaret, you're gagging on them.
Excuse me?
I didn't mean to say gag.
It sounds like you're having a hard time eating them.
I'm not happy. You see, there are all of these... All these swine are sitting here laughing. Ladies and gentlemen, I've loved ballpark...
Ballpark Franks?
Isn't that my nickname for my husband?
Yes.
And what's that supposed to mean?
I thought you were going to say ballpark Franks.
She's saying ballpark salted-in-the-shell peanuts.
I know that. I'm just screwing around.
Well, stop screwing around. So anyway, I like these ballpark... You know what? I don't have to explain myself.
We're going to get Frank Gray here.
A minute ago, Frank was having a ball out there golfing, but we're going to get Frank Gray here, and we have to bother my husband now because these monkeys want to know why it is, how it is, and when it was that I... Frank, you there?
Yeah, I've been waiting for five...
All right, hold on, Frank. Here's Phil.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm fine. What's the... Hold on, wait. My head. I'm hitting up here. I'm at Rancho Park. You cunt. See what happens when you guys bother me.
Hey, Frank, it's General Sharp. We want to ask you a little bit about Margaret's affinity for the ballpark and the ballpark and the shell. What is it?
Ballpark and the shell?
They're talking about salted-in-the-shell peanuts.
Holy Christ. Oh, you're hit. You take it, Jerry. What is it with you, Margaret? You got to let everybody in on our foul, stinking, rotten secrets.
Frank, you've known since we were married that I like the salted-in-the-shell peanut.
Yes, I've known it since we were married. And I've known a lot of... I've known a lot of things since... Boy, you don't want to know the things.
Why did you stick to the point?
Not the point. What's the question, Phil?
Well, we're just curious because she came in with a bag of these, and we asked her, well...
No, they didn't ask me anything, Frank. They were all, ha, 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 you know.
Well, Margaret, what do you expect? You're a beautiful woman, the height of fashion. You know all the big stars in Hollywood. And you walk around with a San Diego Padres salted roasted peanut bag. Shit.
You see him laughing, you know?
Well, I don't blame the guy.
What do you mean you don't blame the guy?
I don't blame him for laughing. It's a very incongruous view.
Yeah, Miss Gray, that's what I was looking for. Incongruity.
Incongruity.
You know, Dickman, I give you points for trying, but it's never going to be enough. It'll never be enough, Dickman.
Hey, Frank, all we wanted to ask was, has Margaret always been a fan of them? Does she eat them? She says everywhere she goes, she has them.
Look, Margaret goes to... How many Dodger games would you say you go to a year?
I try to get out to as many as I can. I don't know how many.
Sit out in the left field pavilion, eating the ballpark, nickname for me.
All right, enough of that.
Eats the peanuts and screams and yells and tells people to F it.
By yourself you're sitting out there?
Yes, sometimes.
Yeah, well, at least when they don't sell beer out there anymore, so I don't know.
I go out to the pavilion when, I don't care whether they sell beer or not. I go to a few ball games
By yourself?
By myself, because I enjoy it. Okay, Frank?
Margaret?
I enjoy it. And there's no swinging.
Yeah, there's no swinging.
Hold on for a minute.
What I'm saying is this. There's nothing you or I or anyone can do about it. And that's just a fact of life.
All right, well what happened was, and nobody say anything. Okay?
Tranny, you went Nev. Really good.
I don't care what I said. Nobody say anything.
Didn't say
hold on! God damn!
Hey, when the man says nobody say anything...
That means everybody. Margaret walked in and she's, hey, everybody, how you doing? She's got a bag of salted-in-the-shell peanuts. We went, wow, look at this, you know? When did you start getting into those?
Yes, and I said...
Wait a minute, Margaret.
Margaret, God damn it, will you shut up?
Frank, how dare you?
How dare I? The man asked, and what do you want?
It's your head.
Just play without me, will you?
I win.
Okay, you win, Jerry. Oh, boy, she thinks she's such a great golfer.
All right, so what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I'm saying, Margaret, been nuts about the salted-in-the-shell peanut bag of those on our wedding night.
Well, that is a fine how-do-you-do, Frank.
Well, it's true. Wasn't I digging that stuff out of the sheets and out of the God? The next morning after our honeymoon night, a night that a man should be... Remember it fondly for the rest of his night. I'm digging shells out of my...
You know something? You really are a crude animal.
Well, yeah, and you liked that night. Now, ever since, it's no good. Because I remind you of the fact that I had to pick peanut shells out of my C-R-A-C...
We get it, Frank. And no, that is not true, Phil. I wasn't going to bed eating them.
You weren't. You're going to sit there and tell me...
Frank, are you trying to say that I laid in bed on our wedding night eating salted-in-the-shell peanuts out of a bag?
Yes. And watching a Buffalo Bison International League game on Channel 6 out of Buffalo.
What are you guys doing in Buffalo?
We were at Niagara Falls. Big deal.
We took a run to Niagara Falls as a laugh. It was boring. And we hightailed it back to Buffalo because the Bison game was on.
Yeah, and...
I never knew you were that big of a baseball fan.
Wait a minute, what do you mean a Bison game?
That was the name of the Buffalo team?
That's the name of the Buffalo entry into the International League. God damn it.
Oh, look at him. He's got a ball, just like he did on our wedding night. Please, Margaret, please, turn off the Bison game.
I was trying to get you to focus on what it was you were doing.
Don't you dare, Frank.
All right, fine. Ballpark Frank. Oh, ow.
Jesus. What are you doing there, Mr. Gray?
Mrs. Gray.
Mr. Gray.
Oh, but that night, he... Oh, fuck it. We're watching the ballpark. We're watching the game. And that's how it happened, so...
And that's how it happened, huh?
No, that isn't how it happened. I've enjoyed the salted-in-the-shell peanut for years, Frank, long before I met you.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. You probably started going to ball games with your dad, Harvey Gray. There was something wrong upstairs. It might have been some, well, I don't want to say.
Oh, you're going to put down to my father what you have.
Untreated gonorrhea? No.
All right, enough of the conversation. Thank you. Go back to golfing. I'm sorry that I bothered you, Frank.
Wait, hold on for a minute. That's my husband, Frank. Frank?
Yes?
On your way home...
I'll pick up another bag of salt in the...
Get me the San Diego Padre brand.
What difference does it make?
I like eating out of a bag that says San Diego. You dig?
Oh, yeah, okay. Why? Because that's where the zoo is, and you want to be a monkey? Huh?
You know something? I'm going to come through the phone on your tired old...
I'm. Thank you very much, Phil. This old heck...
That was uncalled for.
The whole conversation was uncalled for.
Then why did you call him?
Margaret, all I wanted to know was, why do you eat peanuts? Why do you eat salted-in-the-shell peanuts? Now I know. It's no big deal.
No, it's no big deal. You see, ladies and gentlemen, let's just say this.
All right, come on, Margaret. Yeah, that's really it. We got
to
move.
No, we don't have to move. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it is. A woman is not allowed to do things like eat salted-in-the-shell peanuts. A woman's not allowed to change her own oil. A woman...
Oh, Margaret, come on.
No. A woman can't sit by herself in the left field pavilion at Dodger Stadium and tell the New York... What are they called? The Giants?
You mean the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, San Francisco.
What's the New York?
Mets.
No.
Yankees.
No. What the fuck are you talking about? The New York Giants.
That's a football team.
That's what I'm talking about, yes. You can't sit in the left field pavilion and watch a football game.
No, you can't sit in the left field pavilion because they don't play football at Dodger Stadium.
Well, then I don't know where I was, but I was enjoying myself. And then some slob says, hey, lady, can you do something with those peanuts other than eat them that loud? And I said, yeah, I could shove the whole bag up your you-know-what. And that started a brawl, and I slipped out the back.
That's what she said.
I had a kick.
Hey, wait, hold on for a minute.
Watch it, Mark. You come at me, that'll be the last person you come at.
Ooh, there's a good fight.
We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Hi, Clown Biggerly here for Clown Biggerly's Wear. You know, ladies, you better start dressing better. I don't know how else to say it. Start dressing better, start looking better. Clown Biggerly, I know the name is bad, and the clothing looks ridiculous, too. However, the way a lot of you dress, my clown clothing is exactly what you want. 35 years as a professional clown, I didn't know what else to do with these suits, so I opened up a ladies' wear store. And guess what? We've gotten traffic. We've got good, decent foot traffic. Many of the women are overweight. The only thing they can fit into are those large clown pants. But let me tell you what. I think it's in style. I think it's going to be in style. Oh, who am I kidding? Biggerly's clown wear. Wear it. Don't wear it. He's leaving the mall soon. Malls are going out of business anyway. How about doing it online? Doing what online? I'd be luckier doing porn online. Good idea.
Hello. This is Mary Hurves. I'm the person who invented Hurves d'oeuvres. Yeah. And I haven't gotten any kind of credit for that. Little small pieces of food that you can pop into your mouth before the main course is served. Little bits of cracker, little bits of cheese that you then quaff down a big pint of beer or a big bottle of whiskey with. No one gave me any credit. Now I've come out with something that I think you'll really like. It's called Mary Herb's Wiping Up the Rear. Now what it is little bits of chocolate on a cracker. Yeah, you may think I shit on those crackers.
God damn!
Well, we've got a production deal with her.
Mary Herb's Wiping Up the Rears. They're really delicious.
Could I have another Wiping Up the Rear, please?
Why, certainly.
I don't know what I'm doing at this party, but these Herb's d'oeuvres are just great.
It's wiping up the rear. Reminds me of the last horse I bet on.
Hey. Mary Herbs. Get it in your local grocery store. And the food, too.
Well, famous Phil Hendry Show, El Pacifico in Southern California.
I'd like to ask you guys with the most humblest of, in the most humblest of manner, if you give us a rating and review on iTunes, go to iTunes and give a rating and review of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show podcast. We'd enjoy that very much. We'd appreciate that very much. And we thank you for that. A rating and review helps ensure, well, something. I don't know what.
Well, it gives you a rating and review.
Yes, it does. Hopefully, give us a big positive review, and we'll love you till the cows come home.
Yes.
And also, on Friday nights, we have our Friday Night Chat. If you are a new BSP or a regular BSP and you're not aware of the fact that on Friday nights we get together at philhendryshow.com and we chit-chat. If you're a Backstage Pass member, come on in. Talk, ask, comment, talk with other BSPs, whatever you'd like to do. Folks, Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria Grover, are at an auction there as the Claire Longette auction in Beverly Hills. And we got Larry and Gloria Grover on the phone. We're not going to talk to them about the auction. How's that going, Larry?
Well, it's an interesting thing, Phil. You're talking about auctions. You're talking about a lot of people, especially one in Beverly Hills with Buddy, but Mother wanted to come over.
I want to talk to you. Hello, Phil.
Hi.
Margaret.
Hello, Gloria.
Claire Longette, did you know her?
I did interview her once, yes.
She had a marvelous collection of figurines that I wanted to take a look at, and she had a snooker table.
A snooker table, yeah, right.
Larry, because you don't play snooker doesn't mean the rest of the world is a dull creep. So,
thank you, Mother.
Oh, Larry.
So you're going to be, are you bidding on things, Larry?
Mother is. I've got the paddle. We haven't been in yet.
I want to bid on the figurines and the snooker table. Claire Longette was, Phil, a fashion designer here in Hollywood. She really didn't do much more than that but sit around all day and play snooker.
And Mother admired her.
Well, how did you know about her?
Well, she was a fashion designer.
Did she design for films?
No, she designed dresses.
Did she have a store?
What do you mean, did she have a store?
Did she have a store? No, she didn't.
Well, then...
Yeah, well, how do you know about her?
Because we know about her. She'd walk down the street in Hollywood back in the 60s and 70s, and she'd be wearing these powder blue turbans. Oh, wonderful things.
She was one of these wild... She was way out there, Phil.
Like some kind of a hippie or freak?
Yeah, a hippie, yeah. But she had a powder blue turban, and she oftentimes would wear a ballplayer uniform long before it was fashionable. She'd wear a New York Yankee uniform in a powder blue turban into a dance club, right? And then she'd start doing the Watusi.
A lot of the dances of the day, the mashed potato.
Yes, the mashed potato. So she was an interesting person.
I want to ask a question here. I come from California, and I'm not saying I'm a Hollywood jet setter, but even in the 70s, a powder blue turban and a New York Yankee...
Yes?
A New York Yankee uniform?
Yeah, that does sound kind of weird. I mean, was that like a discotheque?
I don't know, Mother. Was it a discotheque?
Was what a discotheque?
Where she was dancing.
Yeah, where she danced.
Oh, I don't know. She danced the Frug and the mashed potato.
Was it the 70s or the 60s?
It was the 70s.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes was the 60s.
Who gives a shit, Larry?
Can we...
Let me have the phone, Mother.
Oh, God.
I apologize for that, Phil. We're trying to...
I want a bit on the snooker.
We'll get to it, Mother. I apologize for that, Phil.
It's all right. We had a question. Well, actually, you had the comment because you heard the... I had a conversation this morning with my friend Barry Louise. She was on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Oh, this is very interesting because Twitter, you know, as they say, tweets never die. They're always there.
Well, I am here, and I want to tell you something. I think it's about time that Twitter begin to police themselves. This is the President of the United States, and I think he deserves a little more respect. And I would ask Twitter now, if anyone is associated with them, listening, to please delete President Trump's tweets that are older than when he was president.
Well, how do you know he wants that?
Telling Larry that.
Excuse me, Mother. I'm sure the president would want it when he realizes that he was getting into these arguments. You said your friend was arguing with him.
Yeah, this was an interesting thing I want to tell people.
Well, I didn't want to use this as an entree for you to start going, yeah, my friend, you know.
Larry, you know, you can't take it, can you? The shoe's on the other foot.
Mother, do you know what it would be like with my underwear shoved in your gut?
See, Phil, this is what he's been saying.
Yeah, well, your underwear shoved in her mouth.
I didn't say it, but I wanted to.
Look, may I suggest, okay, let me ask a question, Phil. Go ahead, General Shaw. Gloria, General Shaw.
Yes, General.
Now, you were saying that President... No, you weren't saying. Let me talk to Larry.
Well, you wanted to talk to me.
He wants to talk to me? Yes, General.
Larry, you were saying the President of the United States has some tweets that are embarrassing before he was president.
Yes.
And it involves a friend of Phil's.
Well, it involves everybody, but Phil's friend, Barry Louise, was copied on it. In fact, the president quoted her when she was asking why it was the president was arguing with someone, and Mr. Trump tweeted back, because the guy, you know, I'm going to sue him or something like that.
Well, what was the conversation about?
It was about the...
I'm doing it. It was about...
I'm doing it, Mother. It was about the size of President Trump's penis. Okay? And this is what I'm talking about.
Are you kidding me or something?
You don't want to delete those, man. You want to retweet them. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know, yeah, I do know what you're saying, and no, I don't agree with you at all.
So the President of the United States was upset because somebody said he had a small you-know-what.
Yes. Now, I think it's a very undignified thing.
Now, wait, I want to let people know. Barry was retweeted. She was quoted by the president when she asked her friend, why is Trump arguing with you? And Trump jumped in, quoting her, and said, because he can't afford me being sued or something.
Yeah, the president was having a conversation with, and your friend butted in.
She didn't butt in. She was asking the other guy. The president butted in.
Butted?
He said butted, but you didn't hear it, Larry.
Butted in. And he said something about, you know, he can't afford it. I'm going to be suing him.
Well, all right. But it did have to do with the guy accusing Trump of having a small one.
But it was mostly about his bankruptcies, the one that Barry was involved in.
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying to Larry. A lot of these are bankruptcy tweets.
Okay, so they're bankruptcy tweets.
Now, let me tell you something, Larry. There's two areas where you don't go with President Donald Trump. You don't start making fun of the size of his ween, you know, of his ween.
Of the ween, yeah. That's what I told Larry.
Of the ween. This is what I grew up with, Phil.
Never mind. There's two areas you don't go to the size of his you-know-what, and you don't start talking about his bankruptcies, for Jesus' sake.
That is absolutely true. How do I know that? I just read his tweets.
Oh, you read his tweets?
Yes, I do, to stay as informed as I can reading that drivel.
Yeah, well, okay, so what about it? You know, you see, you want to eliminate everything.
I think it's time that Twitter take into consideration that they are the caretakers of some of the official thoughts and feelings and the thoughts and feelings. God.
Yeah, Larry, you're getting redundant.
I'll do it, Mother. The thoughts and feelings.
Well, he grabs the phone out of my... Oh, wait a minute. The snooker table is up for grabs now, Larry. Come on.
Oh, great. We got to go into the auction area.
All right, but you're on the phone with me here.
All right. Yeah, I bid.
$2,000?
Yes, Mother.
Either you guys are talking to me...
I'm talking to Phil. I'm asking Twitter to...
God damn it. Some other whore got it. All right, let's get out of here.
Mother, I'm on the phone.
Don't I know it?
I'm asking Twitter, Phil.
Yes.
To understand that they are the caretakers of the president of the United States of America.
What do you mean of United States?
I didn't say that at all.
Yeah, you did say United States.
You did, Larry.
Mr. Henry?
Never mind. Keep going.
I'm asking Twitter to realize they're the caretakers of the president God damn it.
Of the United States? God damn, man.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? Larry has been paddling his way, and I got the snooker table got taken out from under me by that blue-haired whore.
The president is the caretaker of the tweets of
Twitter is the caretaker of the tweets of the president.
Yes, yes, yes. And as such, they should have far more, I think, judicious control. And I think in times when they see a tweet, an old tweet by Mr. Trump from before he was president, talking about, you know, the size of his...
I'm just saying, Larry, the size of the dick.
The size of the dick.
You can say that when you're talking to Larry Pearson.
I'd rather that he not.
Oh, well.
And also when he's talking about his bankruptcies, so that there's no more indignity. That's all I'm talking about.
All right, so you don't want any indignity visited upon Donald Trump.
Man, he visited that indignity on himself when he was born.
When he's born. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, when he was born. Very funny. Very funny. You know, Robert, black people have the lowest unemployment.
Man, I'm not buying that stuff. The unemployment rate was coming down under Obama, and the stock market was going up under Obama, and the GDP was about the same under Obama, if not more. And Donald Trump didn't hit 3%, and Donald Trump ain't done jack diddly. You know what I'm saying?
That's wrong. That's just so wrong.
Let's not debate what Trump has done. You guys are talking about his tweets. You want any embarrassing tweet deleted, right?
Essentially, yes, deleted. Because there it was, big as day, talking about the size of peen size.
It's not called peen, you ass. I was humoring him, Phil. It's penis.
Got it. Why don't you finish your yogurt? Penis size and bankruptcies.
Let me offer an opinion here.
I would hope so.
Yo, what opinion can you have, Mr. Henry?
Well, why don't you just sit and listen? Let me offer an opinion here. I believe that there's some validity to what Larry's saying.
What?
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
I told you.
You lost your mind, Mr. Henry?
Wait. He is the President of the United States. He is making these statements officially. And he is an idiot sometimes. And I think there's nothing in the book that says these tweets have to be preserved out in the open like that. You could take them and record them privately, archive them, so that not everybody can look them up, you know.
Well, why can't everybody look them up? The guy said them.
Because it serves as, it debases and dehumanizes and otherwise demeans the office of the presidency of the America.
You know, Larry, you sound like such... When you try to sound smart, you sound so dumb shit.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, Mrs. Grover, I think that what we could do is take those tweets off of Twitter and archive them so that they are not a constant reminder of what a moron he is and he can get some things done.
Well, wait a minute. Why can't we remember that he's an idiot?
Hey, you know what, Phil? That's what's called being informed.
Because it was a different environment. It was a different time, a different place. He was a different guy. I mean, this is an office that he's obviously trying to take more seriously. I don't know if he is or not. I'm not a fan of the guy. You know that. But why have that stuff hanging out there? I mean, it demeans the office of the president.
Yeah, you know, sir, I used to think you were you You forget it.
Yeah, I thought you believe in truth.
I believe in truth, okay? And I'm not saying get rid of the stuff, archive it. But to have this stuff hanging out there, even Trump himself doesn't know. He doesn't know enough to not want that stuff out there. He's proud of having that stuff. He's an idiot. He's not a very good caretaker of the office of the president.
Well, now you're making a little bit of sense, but you had to go a roundabout way and do it, and I didn't like it.
Well, who gives a crap what you...
You guys are doing real good.
You know, Larry, I love how you love your mother, you know.
Well, Larry, look, and Gloria, I think both of you should enjoy the auction, although I know you said someone else got the snooker table. Is that right?
Yeah, Larry's getting bid it up.
What do you mean, bid it up? One person got it.
Well, there must be something else there, Gloria. What about the figurines?
What?
The figurines that you said you wanted to bid on.
I don't remember saying anything about that.
Well, the Christ, you didn't.
Thank you, Margaret, very much.
He did.
Oh, you called me he. What do you think, you're your husband?
You know, Gloria, for 5 cents.
Thank you very much, Gloria and Larry Grover for being our special guests.
Larry, I mean, Phil.
You called yourself Phil. Shit.
You know, Phil, that was a wonderful conversation about nothing.
It was about whether or not Trump's tweets should remain public. All right. Although you can, if you care to, look up any of those tweets and see them. It was pretty funny to see him getting enraged and upset with people over the size of his penis and his bankruptcies and threatening to sue every other person that came along to the point where he's talking to Barry. So,
and did Barry, what did she do?
I retweeted them, so you can, it didn't even really have anything to do with either one. She simply asked a question, and he quoted her, I don't know.
He quoted her question, you know?
Yeah, I do. We'll be right back. It's the world famous.
What do you mean, yeah, you do?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's more like it.
This is the world, I'll do it. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'll do it. This the world famous.
I'll do it. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
This Friday night, it's the ultimate toddler fight between Little Tiny Henson and the Teeny Tiny One. It's the international forum for little tiny baby fighters. No holds barred, bare knuckle cage match. Little Tiny Terror and Timmy Tiny are going to be in the middle of the ring. Tiny, how you feeling?
I'm going to kick him.
What about you, Tiny?
I can't do it.
Yes. Two of the most bare-knuckle, violent, I mean violent offenders that you've ever seen in your life. They're barely 8 months old, and they'll tear your throat out.
I want to kick his ass.
That's this Friday night, pay-per-view only, $169.33, and you'll pay every lickle. The ultimate bare-knuckle, violent, no-holds-barred fight between two little tiny kids, barely 8 months old.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
And I'm Phil Hendry. Thank you, Robert, executive producer. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast 1. Don't forget, we have our chat, of course, and make sure you sign up for a backstage pass. Get a subscription to our website. Once a week, we play a classic, a Phil classic.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all.
We have to talk about that.
Talk about what?
I don't like you giving the stuff away like that.
It's called a promotional event. It's a promotional event.
Yeah, but you're giving it away.
So I'm giving it away. It's a limited time only, but listen, once a week, we have the Phil classic. Yesterday we had, what do we have?
I'm not going to answer the question.
Yeah. I want to be a part of it.
Anyway, we had a really good classic yesterday. I think it was Roland Schwinn with Fat Pride. So get online with us at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, a subscription to our website. It is the greatest value online other than porn. Love you. See you tomorrow, man.
Call me man.
Oh, well, okay, sir. What the hell is this?